Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus to the Nishmas Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, and is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Katuv Bapasuk, Yirmiyahu, Perek Tetzain, Psukim Yudalet, Tetvav. Hine yomim boim num Hashem, v'lo yemer od chai Hashem asher, helas b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim, kim chai Hashem asher helam me'eretz Tzofen. The days are coming when it's no longer going to be said that God should live who brought the Jewish people up from Egypt, rather God should live who brought them up from the land in the north. In other words, we're not going to thank God anymore about Mitzrayim. We're going to thank God that he brought us, he redeemed us. The Geula Asida, Ramban and Chumash, Shmos 12:2, we see Shebivchina Yidua, כבר נתקיימה מקצתה של נבואה זו במשי שמות החדשים עלו עמהם מבבל ונקראו בשמות בבליים. So this was already miskayim a little bit when the names of the months came up with them from Babel, and we call them by the names, in other words, the names of the months, we say Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. It's not Hebrew, it's Babylonian. These are names that they called in Babel. And we don't say Chodesh Arishan, Chodesh Hasheni. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that was the shtickel kiyum of this nevuah that we're going to thank God who redeemed us. So already from the geula from Bavel, we already use those names to thank God for that redemption, as opposed to the redemption from Egypt, which to commemorate that we would say Risha, Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, v'chule v'chule. So we have to explain why was the Zecher for geulas Bavel dafka in the names of the months, and why was the Ikariyut, the primacy of Mitzrayim, pushed off Dafka with regard to the matters of the months, the names of the months. With regard to the first question, why the Zecher for Gulas Bavel was Dafka B'Shemos HaChadoshim, we can explain based on the Halacha that there's the only Kiddush HaChodesh is B'Tzion. Ein Kiddush HaChodesh ela B'Tzion. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Soira. Gemara in Brachos 63b. But if there's nobody as great as the person in Chutz Laretz, then the Rav in Chutz Laretz can be Mekadesh LeChodesh, like we see 63a in Brachos. And that's how Yecheskel and Baruch Ben Neria were Mekadesh Chodoshim in Bovel. That we see in Tosfos Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph, the Ramaschil Ein, based on the Yerushalmi. And when they were Makadesh, the Chadoshim in Bavel, there was a Pirsum, there was publicizing of the Shemos HaBavlim. So when we talk about the Kiyum of Mitzvah Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, we see a Mahalach of Maschil Begnus, Umisayim b'shevach. We start with gnus, we start with negativity, and we conclude b'shevach. We conclude with praise. We start with Avdei Avodah Zarah Habuseinu, and then we get to the geula. So when we mention the Shemos HaBavlim, there's an Indian of Gnai. They had to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh in Chutz Laretz, and it wasn't Mitzion Teitzei Tzoyra. We had to go to someone in Chutz Laretz for Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's a shtickel gnai. That's something negative. But after they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh in the Lishkas HaGozis, they continued calling the names with their Babylonian names, and that is a shevach and hoidah, that is a praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the adifus, on the preference that there is, the great benefit we had from the Geula of Bavel. After the Geula from Gullus, you see the great revach that you had in the Gullus. For example, it says, "Vahayu kiselchu lo selchu reikam v'achrechen yetzir b'ruchush gadol." Now, it's not only did we leave Egypt with what we came in with, but we came left there with a lot more. So whenever you go out of the Gullus, you have to see that you gained a lot more than you came in with. Otherwise, what was the point? Right? You come in with the same amount. You know, you invest money, you invest $100,000, and then after 5 years, you get $100,000. Is that an investment? Is that you're interested? You want to get more. So that's also the galus. You want the galus. You want to get more than you started with. And therefore, there's a zecher for the Geula of Bavel, dafka in the names of the months. Because there we have a hechatimtzi that the Gnai and the Shevach will be included, minei ube mimenu ubo. In other words, the maschil gnus misayim b'shevach. There's a gnus that we're using the names of Bavel, but there's also a Shevach. Ah, look at what benefit we gain from this Gula's Bavel, like we're going to see in the Gula Asida. We have tremendous revachim, tremendous gains from all of our different Gullias in Europe and in America and in Eretz Yisrael. Also, Gullias in Eretz Yisrael today. So we, tremendous Torah came out and good things and good people. So we also remember Bavel in a positive way. So the Shemus HaChadashim is also a Shevach of Bavel, what we gained in Bavel. So it's Gnai, Gnus, and Shevach together. So that is an answer to the first question of why the Zecher for Gula's Bavel is Dafka B'Shemus HaChadashim. Because that expresses the fact that we had a benefit in Bavel as well. That in Bavel, we were Mekadesh the Chodesh, because we had great people in Bavel. And that reminds us that in Bavel, in our Tkufa in Bavel, in our time in Bavel, we had a benefit from the Gullus as well. So therefore, we remember Gula's Bavel, B'Shemus HaChadoshim, to show that there was a gnus and a shevach together. The gnus of that we're using their names. We're using Babylonian names, not the Torah names. But there's also a great shevach involved that it helps us reflect on all that we gained during this galus. Now we get to the second question, why the primacy of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is pushed off dafka binyan achadoshim. So Chazal say on the pasuk in Yecheskel, Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says to take a par ben boker tomim v'chiteisos ha-mikdosh. You take a par ben bokar, you take this bull, and you're mechati the mikdash. Literally, you clean the mikdash, but the Gemara understands v'chitesa means that it's a chatas. Chatas is a carbon chatas in ola. Not supposed to bring a chatas, it's supposed to bring an ola, because we're talking here about on the first month and the first of the month. You shall cleanse the base of mikdash. So you bring an ola because the two bulls that are part of the Rosh Chodesh Musafim are olos. There's a chatas that's offered as part of the musaf, but it's a goat, not a bull. So what's this bull that's a chatas? So Rabbi Yehuda says that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to darshan this. Rabbi Yossi says different teretz. Milua mikrivu b'mei Ezra, yiderach shekrivu b'mei Moshe. That they brought inaugural offerings in the days of Ezra, just like they brought inaugural offerings in the days of Moshe, just as at Moshe's inauguration, the Mishkan, a young bull chatas was offered on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so too at the inauguration of the second base of Mikdash that took place in Ezra's days, a young bull chatas was offered on that day. Amalei, and then the Gemara continues, Tanya Namiyachi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eliyahu is going to dash in this. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Milu Mekrivim Ezra. So we have first that it's a discussion between Amorim. Now we have two Tanoim, we're talking about this. And then Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's Miluim. He says, Tanuch da'atcha shinach t'daiti. Your mind should rest because you rested my mind. So that's the Gemara in Meseches Menachos and Daf Memheim and Aleph. So we have to be makdim the Gemara in Sanhedrin 21b, that Raya Haya Ezra Shetinasin Torah al Yadu Emolak Dima Moshe. Ezra was worthy of the Torah being given through him, had Moshe Rabbeinu not beat him to it. Nevertheless, Nishtana al Yadu Haksav, Miksav Ivri Liksav Ashuris. Nevertheless, the Ksav was changed. Still, Ezra did accomplish something. And in his time, we went from Ksav Ivri, which is not the Ksav we have today, to Ksav Ashuris, which is the Ksav we have today, with those that font. The Maral says there's a lot of depth to this. The Tafka Ezra's poll of this Shinui in the Sefer Etiferis in the 64th parak. So for Pirashnu b'makom acher, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu in the Parat Yitzchak on Pesach in Maimar Ayin Tes explains the Chiluf L'Shainis between the Nusach of Kiddush and Yantut to Nusach HaTfilah. In Kiddush, we say Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am V'Rom Banu Mikol Loshen, Loshen Yochit, Am Loshen. In Tfilah, we say Atah Bachar Tanu Mikol Amim V'Rom Am Tanu Mikol Lishonot, Loshen Rabim. So what's the reason for this? What's the discrepancy? So we're not going to explain each one in their own place. We're just going to why one is in tefillah and one's in kiddush. But we will explain why what each one means. So there were two bechiras that were said about Am Yisrael. Mikol Amim, Mikol Am, we were chosen from all the nations and from every nation. The first, Shabbach Rabbanu Mikol Amim, is talking about where Am Yisrael already existed, and we were chosen from the 70 nations. So that is recognizable, that we are chosen from the 70 nations. The Bechira Mikol Am is the Bechira, the Tkuf of Hein Am Echot V'Sofa Achas L'Kulam, Sheikulam Am Echot Koidim Pilugam. They were one nation before they were split up into 70 nations, Bereishis 11:6. And that's based on the Pasuk, B'Hanchel Yom Goyim V'Afrito B'nei Adem Yetzeg V'Bot Amim, L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael. When the Most High, in other words Hashem, gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated people, the children of men, he set the bounds of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. So this is referring to the beginning of the Tkufa, Hanchel Elyon Goyim, the beginning of the Tkufa of Be'atzosim L'Goyeyim, Bereishis 11:30-10:31. When the nations split up, each one in his own nachla, b'afrido ben yadam, when he split them up in their language, in their speech, in their places, yatsev, and he established the number of nations corresponding to the 70 souls of the Jewish people. In other words, from the fact that they were taken from one nation, so there were 70 pieces connected to the 70 nefashos of Bnei Yisrael. So this shows that we're the chosen, because all the nations are connected, Am Yisrael. And that's what it means, Shabbach Rabbanu Mikol Am, even before the Chiluk Ha'amim. That means that he chose us as a nation even before the Chiluk Ha'amim. He chose before the separation of the nations. He already chose us from the get-go. In other words, from the beginning, we were already chosen. Keneged us, he created the 70 nations. Hashem badad yanchenu v'enimo el nechar, Devarim 32:12. In other words, b'hafridoi b'nei adam l'shivim umayis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated people into 70 nations, from that was generated 70 foreign nations, 70 foreign gods. Hashem badad yanchenu ve'enimo el nechal. We don't have an el nechar. They have their 70 Elohei nechars. We don't have our foreign gods. Am Yisrael, Hashem badad yanchenu. God guides us alone without the el nechar. Ve'al smach zeh, and on this, Shehashem badad yanchenu, that Hashem guides us alone, we are separate from the nations. Uvagoyim, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar 23:9, lo yischashav, we are not considered among the goyim, we are separate. That's our bechira, that's from the previous kufa. In other words, shel am echad v'safach. So again, why do we have asher bachar banu mikol am and atav bachatanu mikol ha'amim? Because am is we were chosen as a nation, from every nation, singular, because already from the get-go, before there were 70 nations, Am Yisrael was already chosen. And then Bekol HaAmim, or Tana Mikol HaShanos, is after the 70 nations were split up. And this Madrega we find when it says, Melamed Shehayu Mitzuyanim Sham, the Jewish people were outstanding over there in Egypt. In other words, they have a special Tziyun, HaMavdil Otam Misha'ar Toshvei HaAretz. We were unique, we were outstanding, we were extraordinary in that we didn't change our language, we didn't change our names, so we stayed separate. So here's the Bechira, the Mishkal Shel V'Romanotano Mikol Lashon, because Romano Mikol Lashon. In other words, Asher Bracha Romano Mikol Am, Romano Mikol Lashon, Lashon Yachid. Because when we were in Mitzrayim, we weren't among the other nations. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were like a fetus that was still in its mother's womb, as Chazal have it. And nevertheless, we were unique there. We were special. We were extraordinary, outstanding. Tziyun, we were marked. We were specially marked. Ma'am shayim mitzuyanim sham. So the word mitzuyan means excellent. We use it to mean excellent, but it really means davar mitzuyan, something marked. Something special, something out of the ordinary. So that's where we were in Egypt. Even though there weren't many nations there, there was just us inside the womb. We were like in the womb of our mother of Egypt. So that's from the Hashpa, Vashem Badad Yanchenu, God guiding us alone from the Tkufa of Am Echas, Am Echad B'Safa Achas, from that original Tkufa of Noach, when everybody was one nation. And one speech, the Medrash says, Ve'elishmos B'nei Yisua, Ruven Shimon Nachsi, Ruven Shimon Salki. They came down as Ruven and Shimon, they went back up, they left as Ruven and Shimon, without any shinui at all. And that's all before Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's all before Matan Torah. So again, we have these two tkufis. We have the tkufa where we're separated, we're chosen from all the nations after there's 70 nations. And then there's the tkufa of Noach. Before there were 70 nations, already then we were chosen. Already then 70 nations were connected to 70 Nafshos Yisrael that were going to be in the future. And then Mitzrayim, where we weren't mixed up among the nations, just we were in the womb of Mother Egypt, so to speak. So there we were also, Baromamanami called Lashon. It's Lashon Yachid, because there wasn't the multiplicity there. It was just basically Mitzrayim and us as part of Mitzrayim. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from Tanu Kol Lashon, because we preserved our Lashon, we preserved our names, etc. Reuven came down, Reuven went up, it's the same Reuven. In contrast to this, in the Tkufa of Ezra, even though they were there, Hacharesh v'hamazger, like we see in the Gemara, what does it mean, Hacharesh v'hamazger? Gittin 88a, She'akol nasim chershim kishetamidi chachamim elu poischem espihem b'divrei Torah. Everybody becomes like a cheresh, like a deaf person, when these people open up their mouths in divrei Torah. Nevertheless, despite the fact that in Tkufas Ezra we had these great Talmidei Chachamim, we find there, as it says in the verse in Nehemiah, in the 13th chapter, in the 24th verse, it says, "Chatzi medaber Ashdoidis ve'ena makir medaber Yehudis." They were speaking Ashdoidis. They didn't speak Jewish. They didn't speak Yiddish. They didn't speak Hebrew. So they were speaking Ashdoidis. So they were Mishanei L'Shaina. So we have the Reuven v'Shimon Nachsi, Reuven v'Shimon Salki, that we went down to Egypt. They came down as Reuven and Shimon. They went up as Reuven and Shimon. And that gives a contrast, a very stark contrast, or a very stark contrast to Chatzim Medaber Ashdoidis, that they're speaking Ashdodian, that they're not speaking the Jewish tongue in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. And even Mitzrayim, it says Hapili, Mishpachas Hapili, Mishpachas Hachanuchi. So we have a hey at the end, a yud at the end, a hey at the beginning, Yishem Ka. That God puts his name on them, they're all called Shiftei Ka, and the Mitzrim were not sholeit on them, like we see in Rashi and Bamidbar 26:5. And whereas in Bavel, in the Sefer of Ezra, there's a whole parsha of Nashim Nachrios, Ezra in the 10th chapter. There's a whole parsha of Goyisha women. So again, we have this stark contrast between Egypt, where the Goyim did not mix in with us, we did not have intimacy with the Egyptians and have them mix their seed in our pure stock. Whereas in the time of Ezra, unfortunately, there was mass assimilation, intermarriage. So the kilkul here was not only in the Bechartanu Mikol HaAmim, that the Jewish people were mixing up amongst the Goyim, but when they were speaking Chatzi Medaber Ashdoidis, that they were speaking Ashdodian, they weren't speaking the Jewish tongue, so they were pogay in the Safa Achas, in other words, in that Majrega of Bachar Banu Mikol Am. Again, what's Bachar Banu Mikol Am? God, you chose us when everybody was one people, they were one language, and you chose us already at that point. So now, by not speaking the right language, by speaking a Goyisha language, we're pogay in this Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am, in this Bechira that we had when everybody was speaking one language, because now we're speaking the language of the Goyim, such that in Galus Mitzrayim, with their entire Lo Madrega, as the Rambam famously writes in Avodas Kochavim 1:3, Shekimat Kat, Hoya Nerka, Ha'ikir Sheshosal Avram, Mikol Mokoim, Badod Yanchenu, Nish'ar Shalem. Aval b'golus bavel nitkalkala nekuda zo bein b'nei Yisrael. So even though we almost were destroyed in Mitzrayim, we were almost wiped out. This the ikar that Avraham Avinu planted, right? Mitzrayim, we almost lost it. Nevertheless, the badad yanchenu remained alone. We were still separate from them, even though we lost the kedusha of emuna and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had. But we were still separate from the goyim. Not we didn't lose b'golus bavel. this nekuda was miskalkel among the Jewish people. In the Dora Flaga, it says me'aretz yatzah ashur. Rashi says ashur yatzah me'atzat binyan hamigdal lo eskima zvan. What does it mean ashur yatzah? It means that Ashur, this gentleman named Ashur, heard them building the Migdal. He said, I don't want to be a part of this. And he left. He was against their communist ideals. So if so, we find Lehedya, that Ashur has no chelek in the Eitzah of the Dor HaPalaga, the Dor HaPilug. And therefore, Ktav Ashuris is the Ksav HaMe'usher B'Lashoynes. That's why Ashuris, Ashur, Ashur Yatza Me'atzat Binyan HaMigdal. He didn't want to be part of it. He didn't have any, he wasn't part of the Dor HaPalaga. So therefore, this is the Ashur is the Mushashel V'Lashonot. It's this Chazal tell us the strongest of languages, because he was not among those who were split up, who were separated, and they all had their own languages. He wasn't part of that, so he's the strongest of all of them. And that's what Ezra, he's the Goel, Migolas Bavel, he changed the Ksav Ashuris, Milashon Ashur, that's the Ksav, their Ksav. Because in this Golas, we had a Pegia, there was an impediment, a damaging of the Romanum, Mikol Am, and therefore in the Geula, he had to go back to that Nekuda and fix it. In other words, of Am Echad V'Sofa Achas, without the Kilkel of the Dor HaFloga. And Ashur wasn't Mishtatef in the Dor HaFloga, so there's a Shlemus in the Chitzaron of HaFloga. In other words, what's HaFloga? HaFloga is they were all split up. They didn't have that unity. They didn't have the power of one. So they had a Chitzaron. There's a Chitzaron of the Dor HaFloga. The only person who wasn't part of the Dor HaFloga was Ashur. So therefore, Ezra used their lashon to when he wanted to be metaking the tzara of Golas Bavel, which is a bittul of Am Echad V'Safa Achas, right? Because in Bavel we were not unique in our language, so we were combining with the Goyim. So that's the point that the Am Echad V'Safa Achas was supposed to be chosen. We're supposed to be separate from the Goyim. And we were not. We were mixed in with the Goyim. So in order to make the tikkun, Ezra adopted the language of Ashur, who separated from the Dor HaFlaga, who didn't have the kilkul of the pilug, of the separation. So Ashur shiyatza b'lo shtatef batzat Dor HaPalaga nishar b'ktav shlo b'vchinat shlemut me'achisaron shel HaFlaga. וממילא גם בחינת תיקון לצרת גלות בבל שהוא צרת ביטול עם אחד בשפה אחת. So this is the tikkun of the tzara of Bavel of Am Echad v'Safa Achas, because in the Ksav you have the tzura, the form of the nation, such that at Matan Torah hekdimu Moshe le'Ezra. Aval b'inyan ktav Ashuris, so when it comes to Matan Torah, Moshe got it first, he was the one who gave us the Torah. When it comes to Ksav Ashuris, there was no need for it because we were not mixed in with the Goyim. We didn't need this Ksav HaMu'ushar Mikol HaLashanos. There was still the Bechira Mikol Am Ketikuna. Only Gulas Bavel, we needed to have this Tikkun. In the Gulas of Bavel, we lost our Bechor Bana Mikol Am. In other words, we lost our being chosen when we were all one, because now we were in we were mixing in with the Goyim. And we were speaking their language. So we were originally chosen when everybody was speaking one language. So we're supposed to be separate. And now the Jews are speaking the language, are mixing in with the Goyim. So they're losing their Bechira. So in order to regain that Bechira, Ezra chose this language of Ksav Ashuris, which is Ashur, who is not connected to the Dor HaFlaga. He went out, he said he didn't like this Eitzah. So that's the tikkun, this Ksav Ashuris, to bring us back to that matzav of Atar Bachatana Mikol Am, that we should be chosen from every nation when everybody was still one. When everybody was still one, we were already chosen back then. And we were makalkel that because we mixed in with the nations. And the tikkun is having, getting a strong language back, a language that's separate from everybody else. That we should have the proper Am Echad V'Safa Achas, and not be like the Gentiles. And all this that we said, that the Bechira Mikol Am, Kitikuno was Bimei Moshe, that was when we were chosen from every nation. That's only until, meaning one nation, because we were within Mitzrayim, that's until Yetzias Mitzrayim. But after the Yetzia, the Erev Rav get mixed in, they called Yerbuvia B'Yisrael, and they want to be Mevatel, the Am Levadet Yishkon. And this Bitul Yichud can be done in two ways, either through the Erev Rav, that from the outside they come into Eretz Yisrael, or Adei Be'Sar Rogoyim L'Maseh, that Knesset Yisrael themselves turn outward. And based on this Yisod, we can go back to the Divrei Chazal, Binyan HaMiluim, and all of the Miluim signed the time of Moshe, signed the time of Shlomo, signed the time of Ezra. All the Karbanos were Hoyroas Shah. This is explained in Moreinu Rabbeinu in the Parchat Yitzchak and Maamar Yud Beis in Oz Gimel. However, in the Miluim and the Mishkan, we find not only a Hoyro L'Shah B'tipa Karbanos, Elegam Binyan HaKapore. In the Miluim and the Mishkan, not only is there a Hora Shah and the type of Korbanos that we bring, but also the union of Kapara, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Makrav Egel L'Chatis L'Chapar El Chet HaEgel, and in the Doris there's no such Mahalach, because the Chatis we bring only on Shogeg, and Chet HaEgel was not B'Shogeg, and Hora L'Shah B'Kapara we don't find in the time of Shlomo, and that's the Tzlil, and that's the sound and the tune of Lashon Chazal, that there are Mefarish that are Miluim, there are Makrav Yimei Ezra, Kider Shekiru Bimei Moshe. What does it mean, Bimei Moshe? La Fuke, not to say that it's not like in the time of Shlomo. In other words, even in the time of Ezra, there's a Shinu, not in the Karbonos, even in the Kapore. And the comparison is like the previous Mahalach, that the Shinu Kapore of Moshe is in the Cheda Egel, and the Cheda Egel was caused by the Erev Rav. If so, there's a Tikkun to the Kilkul of the Erev Rav. And if you can compare this to the time of Ezra, the Kapore will be Boifin Hasheni, that we turn outwards, Vaisarvu Bagoyim, Vayil Medumi Maaseim. The Pasuk in Tehillim 106:35, that's the Erbuvia that we find in Bavel, Goyisha wives, etc. And that's what it says in the Gemara, Tanuach Daitchel, Sheinach Des Daiti, that I see there's a Kapar Shlema Lei Ruvan, and there's going to be a Tikkun of the Shlemas of Roman, Tanami Kolam, Bechiris Am Yisrael, Bevachinas Am Levadad Yishkon, that we should be like no others. So again, we need this Tikkun in the time of Moshe from the Cheda Egel, and then we will also bring a bull as a Kapora in the time of Ezra, because that's like the time of Moshe, that at both times he needed a kapara. He needed a kapara in the time of Moshe because of what the Erev Rav, people from the outside coming in, and the time of Ezra, faker, to people also looking on the inside, looking to the outside, and mixing in with the Gentiles in order to bring us back to that matzav of being a chosen, of Am Levadad Yishkon, one nation that's chosen, Roma Manu Mikol Am. We are exalted from the nation that to get back to our original Bechira, from the get-go, when everything was one language, so we brought this par as a kapara at the time of Miluim. And we go back to the beginning. Why was Yetzias Mitzrayim Nitcha Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because of the Shemus of Bavel, the Shemus of Galus, being Shemus Hachadashim. In other words, instead of using to show that the primacy of Gulas Bavel, so we use the names of their months. Why was Yetzias Mitzrayim pushed off Dafka for the name of the months? Because the tzaras of the Jews in Bavel was Misuk Shel Shinui Shemam L'shonim. They're speaking Ashtoidis. They're assimilating, and therefore, as a zecher for the Gula of these tzaras, they left the Babylonian names. They left their Babylonian names as a dugma of somebody who got rich, but he still leaves some of the stuff he had when he was poor to remember his period of poverty. And Befrat Zeh B'Geula MiBavel, where in this detail of the redemption of Bavel with regard to the Tikkun of Am Echad, we have this preference of Gulas Bavel and the gain that came out of us being in this Tzara, because we were Mechazik, our Kinyan Nefesh, the acquisition of our soul in the Dag of Am Echad. And therefore, here, the Zecher of Gulas Mitzrayim was pushed off Dafka B'Shemus HaChadoshim. In other words, Dafka, the name of the month, the Goyish name of the month, reminds us, look, we adopted Goyish names. And then there was a Tikkun there, because it was eventually fixed. And it was fixed by Ezra, when he used Ashuris. Right, Ashur went out from the Dura Flaga. That's the time of when everybody was speaking one language. So he wasn't part of that. So Ezra's making that tikkun by using this language. So we think about the revach the Ashuris he's using, which because Ashur didn't want to be part of Zetzarksav. Ashuris did with the Ashur didn't want to be part of that whole Derav Flaga thing. So he is making the tikkun of that tkufa. That tkufa when it was Asher Vacharbanu, Mikol Am, when it was just one nation, when it was Saf Achas Zvaram Achadim, and we, the Jews, made a kilkul because we wanted to assimilate. So we showed that we're not chosen. And Ezra went back to that tkufa and he made the, by using the Lashon of Ashur, Ashuris, and he made the tikkun, and we still use the Goyish names of the months to show, look, we had this tkufa where we were assimilating, but then we had the chizuk in this whole inyan of being separate, of being an Am Echot. That was the tikkun of Galus Bavel by Ashuris, that to show we're an Am Echot, just like Ashur is Am Echot. So, in other words, Ashur didn't want to be part of the whole rebellion against Hashem. He wanted to be alone. So we connect to that, and we also are alone. So we have this special chizuk in this inyan of Aroma Manu we call Am. No, Hadvarim Hayu Amukim Me'od, Baruch Hashem. So obviously there's still a veldt more to say, so please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.